welcome in to the Conversation with Carlisle. I'm your host, as always, Zion Brown, here with Ben Davis, head boys basketball coach Don Carlisle. It is March 1st, and the tournament starts this week. How you doing, Coach?
Good afternoon, good people.
So first, we'll go back and talk about last week's game on Friday at Tech. You guys really were able to get a dominating win all the way through, and Jaden Brewer probably had his best game of the season, passing the 30-point mark. Why did you feel like he was able to play so well in that game?
He's been building up to it. I think that he's been playing well throughout. I think he had a couple subpar games. I think against Atlin and Carmel was his only two games where he was in the single digits. But he's probably still led us, but he was in the single digits. So I think that he's just getting more comfortable, and hopefully there will be a lot more games like that to come.
And you mentioned kind of to come, what's to come with him. So with him, how important do you think it is for him to have those great games for you guys to advance in the tournament?
Man, I think for me, more than anything, I would like it to be a team effort. He's going to score because that's his natural ability. But I think we're better when you can not key on one guy, but to push it around a little bit. And Jaden is an unselfish kid, so I can see other guys having big games, especially if the focus shifts to him in the sectionals and beyond.
And how did you feel about your overall team performance at Tech in that game?
I just think we got to learn how to close. I know we're at the end of the season and we're starting the new season, but I think that we got it up pretty good, and then we let them get back into the game and get it to single digits, and then we had to push it back up. I just think this team just needs to learn how to, once they get a good lead and a secure lead, to learn how to put their proverbial foot on the throat of their opponent, so we can go ahead and get everybody in the game and have a really, really good team victory.
So we don't know who you'll be playing yet on Friday, but it will either be Ron Colley or Southport. Do you have a preference on who to play, and what have you seen from both of those teams as of lately?
Man, you know, in the postseason, there's one and done. So whoever we get, whoever we draw, and, you know, on Tuesday, those guys, when they go at it, whoever wins that game will be a tough out, no matter who it is. So for me, it's more so about who we are, how we prepare, so we can be the best versions of ourselves on Friday night.
And Southport and Ron Colley are both under 500 in the record column. How do you just make sure to ignore that and just to play your best ball game come Friday night?
Man, I'm surprised with Southport's output. Actually, they got a really nice team with some really good key pieces. So Ron Colley, I haven't saw as much. Of course, we played Southport twice this year. We've won both of those games. So it's always tough to beat someone three times in a year. But also, the caveat is we didn't have Jaden either of those games either. So,
right.
So we're a different team with him, of course. And, I really don't want to, for them to overlook any opponent. So we always try to make sure that we push, making sure that we stay prepared and having respect for every opponent that we face. So, you don't come out complacent.
And then the bottom half of the bracket, you could see, should you make it to Saturday night, it would either be Decatur or Pike or Perry Meridian. Which of those teams do you feel like, matchup-wise, just causes the biggest threat to the Giants?
I haven't saw a lot of Perry, but I know that they have a dynamic score over there that's going to commit it to Butler. And just the pace and how Coach James plays, I think that would pose a threat. And, you know, Pike is always – it's a West Side rivalry.
Right.
So regardless of however they are, however we are, that game is always going to be highly contested, and it's always going to be a really good game. So and Decatur Central, even though we had a really good game against them, they're a physical bunch, and they have a few guys they can put it in the basket. So, man, like I said, I just want us to respect that every one of our opponents that's in our way, and go about doing our business the right way.
And so overall in this week against, what do you want to see? What do you feel like are the two or three things your team will have to do against whoever you play to be able to win the sectional?
Rebound, run, and control the pace of the game. There's a couple teams in there, Ron Colley, Perry, and even Decatur to a certain extent that'll try to control the pace. So from my standpoint, we just want to be able to be in control of our own destiny and push the pace to the point where we feel comfortable not playing at someone else's pace.
And how do you manage, even though you are mainly a fast break team, what do you try to work on as far as the half court offense in case you do get pushed into more situations where you have to play more of a slower pace?
Man, I would love to boast and say we were a fast break team, but we don't score a lot in the break. So for me, I think this team is built to be able to play either way. We just have to execute. And with that, you just have to play hard, sprint the spots, and make sure that everyone is on the same page as it pertains to execution and offense. For me, with the plays that we have and certainly circumstances, my hope would be that we get what we want, you know, and not what someone else would be forcing us to try to get out of that possession.
Right. Well, thank you. As always, Coach Carlisle, WBDG, will be covering the game, hopefully the games this week, but on Friday the game will be at 6 against Ron Colley or Southport from Decatur Central, and then 7:30 on Saturday night if the Giants should advance. Good luck this week, Coach.
Appreciate it.
This has been the Conversations with Carlisle.